How are you doing, Cowboy? You ready to rock?
Awesome. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll, and this is going to be a neat call about prospecting.
Absolutely. And how about all you superstars on the live side? You guys are ready for a real good call tonight?
Oh, absolutely. Yep, we're ready.
Awesome. Now, here's the deal. We're going to do this in a couple of parts. And based upon the number of questions that I've been getting over the past 24 hours, the reason I'm going to break this up into two parts of the prospecting is I need to spend a few minutes on Uprising this weekend, in particular the IT setup part. So I'm going to do that tonight. I know there's a lot of people dialed in that are testing their Skype out tonight. So I'm going to run through the actual process next week and do an under 30-minute recording. And we're going to do the pre part of it tonight, which is the mentality and the success of prospecting. And I'm going to take a couple minutes here and show you guys how to run with the Uprising and do that. This is going to be a very big deal this weekend. Paige and I just hung up off the phone about an hour ago with Carly from Healthy Child, with Roger Drummer, who's coming on, with the presentation we're going to have. I've got a very strong suspicion this weekend is going to blow your prospects away. And when I say blow your prospects away, I'm glad you guys are going to get excited too. This is an evangelical event. This is not for you. This is for people that don't know what we know. I want you guys to be evangelical. I'm going to talk about that tonight as we get into prospecting. But you're going to know when you look around that room on Saturday where your group is and where your prospecting is. It will tell you a lot about what you're doing, because this is an event that is a golf ball on a tee for you to open people's minds to these technologies. A couple of small changes that we made just to make this one run more efficiently. We were going to go live to a whole bunch of locations, but so many people are just learning how to do this. We thought that if we tried to go live to a lot of places, we might have an IT debacle, particularly with the Skype being used and all those things. So we're going to field test it, make sure everybody has a stable platform, can use the IT, the WebEx with the Skype or their cell phones, whatever you want to do. And then we're going to bring the live locations in on the next couple. We just realized, excuse me, we were biting off more than we could chew trying to do both at once. So it's going to be an unbelievable show. It will kick off absolutely sharp at 11:30 Central Time. So you guys are going to want to have your people getting in there, get them set. And what I recommend you guys do for that first half hour is welcome everybody, tell them you're glad they're there. And I suggest all of you as hosts, tell why you're hosting this party. What is your passion about these technologies? Why are you on a mission to make a change? What prompted you to do Uprising? And tell that story, and tell it with passion. If you've got a couple of your team members there, tell them of what you see and what you want to change. And this next 90 minute, the broadcast, is going to share with you some information that can change their lives. So it should be a whole lot of fun to do, to say the least. I'm going to show you guys a couple of things. I'm going to go to sharing my desktop here, and then I'm going to show you. How would you guys like to actually see tonight how to use the Skype? Do you think that would be helpful?
Yeah, betcha.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. So the bottom line, everything you need to know about Uprising, if you go to pathfinders.biz and then click on events, you're going to scroll right down. Now, you will also see, in addition to some of the events, like September 22nd, we're going to have Mr. Hallstrom in town. Down below that, I've got the Silver Saturday. August 25th is our first Uprising. Our second Uprising is going to be the week after convention, which is going to be November the 3rd. Because what we want to do is take all the excitement that NECAN does at convention, which is the last week of October, and come home right away and explode into November. We're not going to wait till the second or the third week. We're going to come home and nail it. So all of you guys that are going to convention, which, by the way, if you're a business builder, all of you guys that are going to convention, come home and have your immediate follow-up event. You're going to get a couple of things out of that. You're going to be able to share with your team the excitement, the new stuff that NECAN is doing. And then we're going to tell the story of how what NECAN is doing is impacting people's lives. So that's the next Uprising. And then you can see the next two after that, February 16th and May 18th. All those dates are laid out. And we also know that on this first one, a lot of us are learning how to do an event again. Some of you guys are new in NECAN. Some have been in for a while and forgotten. We're trying to build your skill sets here to build events. And the things that you're looking for these events that I want to see when I know somebody is dialed in, your Facebook should be blowing up. There's all of you should have a sexy-looking Facebook post. I've seen a couple of you guys out there that are just blowing it away, get out there, get on Twitter, get on Facebook. And if you're thinking to yourself, I don't know those things, know them. Learn them, okay? Get it out there. Make a short YouTube video. Mail it out to people. Get your flyers out. Figure out who you want to invite, how you want to partner with people, what your mission is. I'm going to talk about that more in a little while in terms of prospecting, is how to fill these things and get the passion behind it. But the number of people that you've got coming is going to be in your mind today, whatever you're thinking. I want 3 there or 10 there or 100 there. And I want you guys to dream big and to start to fill it. I want you to pick the biggest arena in town and picture your live uprising happening there. And they're going to start with these local uprisings. So the bottom line is 11:30 is going to kick off. Everything that you need to know about uprising, if you click on that link, is going to be right here, okay? All the start times, you will access the WebEx from that link right there, which will take you right into it and get you all set up. There, of course, is your local flyer if you want to modify it, but below it you're going to notice, and let me say a couple things. Once you set your location and your time, get your flyer out there. The way that I would have your event set up, I would tend to stay away from doing the every single product NECAD has laid out, so you look like you've got 300 products sitting there on your shelf. I appreciate you guys want to do elaborate product displays. I think you're going to find better if you do less being more. Paige and I tend to focus on the environment pack, which is why if you check out this down here where it says handouts, I will open this. You guys can download this Word document, which I want to give Christina Lair credit for kind of inventing, and Paige and I modify it for ourselves. You can put your QRS code here by just clicking on it, inserting yours, and this is put your own information down here. And what we're telling people is you can get an environment pack anytime at our personal webpage for $1,222. You can, of course, sign up and get it for $1,049. But if you call us by Monday, you're welcome to order it at this event price. But you've got to call me, because if you order it on my webpage, it's going to be $1,222. We'll tell people they have 48 hours to save $500, $478. So we're going to give these to all the people that we invite in their hands. So if you guys are doing an event, and let's say there's 5 or 6 of you there, and everybody's bringing prospects, you want to keep track of your prospects. If you're at an event and you see somebody milling around, the first question should be is who invited you, and help each other out so they get back to who invited them. Don't be walking up trying to poach people's prospects. I know none of you guys would do that, but I want you to help each other out. However, the other side of that is making sure everybody that you invite, especially if you're in a mixed group, has something in their hands that's from you. All you have to do is download this and modify it. It works like a charm. It really, really is a good thing. And Christina, are you on the live side? Or are you muted out? She's probably muted out. But anyway, long story short, yeah, you've had great success with that as a handout with people, haven't you, with that as a leave behind?
Yeah, it's worked well.
And I wanted to give you credit for that, because you're kind of the one that invented that, so that you had your thinking was that you had a focused thing to give somebody rather than giving them 200 products. Is that kind of what you were thinking?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely,
cool,
yeah.
Okay,
all right. We primarily the water, so.
Okay, and so you were using that pack because it's the smartest points thing, but it's also, it's an environment pack, it's named, and it goes along with the kind of events that we're doing. So
absolutely.
Bottom line with that, what I would recommend you guys do is set up like an environment pack. If you want to do a sleep system, that's fine. Maybe a couple of the other technologies, but don't have it look like a flea market, okay? Have it set up so it's elegant, so it's got a focused message designed to lure people in. And the way you're going to set this thing up is we're going to run the WebEx, and I'm going to throw you a softball at the end and say, if you're interested in cleaning up your environment and protecting your family's health, talk to the people that brought you today, find out about these products, find out how you can get them in your home, and let us help you begin your uprising today. Don't go up and start lathering people up, blathering all over them, trying to cram stuff down their neck. Let people come and start pressing you on the stuff. The whole purpose of this is to raise their curiosity so they approach you. So look for the people to do that, and then your response is, I'd be glad to help you get these technologies. In fact, if you want them at this price, you've got till Monday, unless, of course, you'd like to get a membership, which we can do right now. Let's just turn the computer on. Do you guys understand that your goal here is to get people to do something now or have some incentive, not just to say, yeah, NECAM's nice? We want them to have a compelling reason to act, okay? So that's going to be the bottom line with that. But get back to kind of set this up. The way that I would do it is I would plug my computer into a projector or a television, put it up on the wall so people can see the bigger screen for the WebEx, and there will be sound coming through the computer. Some of the presentation, you're going to want speakers on your computer, which everybody should have, that you'll be able to play. So there's going to be two kinds of sound. There's going to be sound coming through the audio and sound coming through the computer. Just turn them both on. You're going to want them there. Some will come through one, some will come through the other. If you're using the TV, it's no big deal because the sound will come right out of your speakers. Or you can amplify your computer by getting, guys, you can go to a Best Buy or Radio Shack and get amplifiers for your computer for $10, $15. They're extremely inexpensive, and they're kind of a must-have tool for being a network marketer. So you just plug them into your computer, and they amplify the sound. So the WebEx, you guys are all on it right now. You all know how to do that. Some of you are going to use cell phones or phones and put a speaker on them for your audio. But the other way to do it is to use Skype. I want to take a minute and share this with you guys because it's very easy to use. And what Skype does, it gives you the advantage of having the sound from the WebEx and the sound from the phone, like tonight, come through your computer. That's the advantage of Skype, and it's a free call. So follow these easy instructions. You're going to download Skype. And once you do, you're going to get a screen that looks kind of like this. Okay, and this is how it's going to look. What we're telling you to do, if you look down here on the Pathfinder page again, hold on, we got some feedback. Let me, somebody's coming in with some big. All right, better? Yep, there we go, better. All right, what we got with this is if you take a look at what the Uprising page is telling you, it's telling you to add the following Skype user to your contact. So all you do is type in this free conference call HD dot and then the number. So you're going to go back to Skype. You're going to get contacts, add contact. Okay, and it's going to pull up a screen that looks like this. And under Skype name, you're going to put free conference call. Whoops, it's in caps. My apologies. Free conference call HD dot and then dial in the phone number. Okay, no dashes in it, just straight through there. And then once you get that, you're going to hit add. Okay, you're going to send the request, and then it's automatically added. Just close it up here, easy to do. And then you can see that we have it added. Where the heck did it go? Oh, there it goes, free conference call HD. And then all you do to dial it is you hit this button that says call phone. Okay, oh, I'm sorry, I got to do call. I'm not sure I added it right. Well, I shouldn't have shuttered a second ago. Let me do that one more time.
Hello.
Sorry, everybody. What's that? Does somebody have a question? Add contact. I think I shut the previous screen too soon. All right. Free conference call HD dot 805-399-1200. And then, there it is right there. Skype name. What did I do? Oh, free conference call. That will do it. Hard to do this when you're okay there. Now add it. Okay? Then you're gonna send a request. Okay? That's as easy as that. And now it's online. See, I shut it too early a second ago. Alright? So now all you're gonna do is when you go to free conference call HD, where is the thing? Okay, see how it's green right there? You just click it and you call it. And then it's gonna pull up the number. Okay?
All right.
Now, when you want to hit it, a lot of you are not going to have the number pad where you can dial in. You do tools. Oh, where'd it go? Show dial pad. Lyle Meeker asked this question. Go to call, show dial pad, and that's where you dial in the access code. Does that make sense, everybody? If you don't have a little number pad, you just hit call and then show dial pad. Anybody have any questions about that?
Do we have the access code?
Yeah, I do, but I don't want to dial it in right now because I've got the host one. But bottom line, everybody, is once you add it, all you do is you just select it wherever it just went. You just select the doggone thing, and then free conference call. It's in there somewhere. I just had it. I'm just starting to see it when I'm online with all you guys. But oh, there. So all you guys have to do is just hit the call button. There it is. Hit call, okay? Once it's in, you're going to hear this.
This service is provided in high
go call.
Free conference.
Oh, shoot. Go call and show dial pad. It'll pull it up. All right, so once again, call. Once it goes in.
This service is provided
in show dial pad. Make sense, guys?
Yep.
And that's how you hang up. Anybody have any questions on the live side? Or is that pretty easy? You guys phone here. Anybody with me?
We'll get the extra.
All right, it was in last week. It's real easy.
It is. That's all you have to do. And just go in there and fiddle with it. But just remember, it's free conference call HD. And then, even, by the way, guys, even on the Monday night call now, all you guys have to do is just dial into Skype. You don't even need your cell phone. You guys can just sit back and listen to the whole presentation to your computer. When you do this, for example, let me show you one little thing right here. I'm going to go back to stop sharing. I'm going to give you guys an example of something that we're going to do, which to give you guys an idea of how this thing works. Open and share. Let's go. I'll just pull this in just to show you guys something kind of fun, just to give you an idea. Like right now I'm talking on the line, but let's like play the song. You guys will hear this coming through your computer now, right? You hear it?
Yep.
Okay, you hear that? So you guys are going to have some things come through the computer, some things come through the phone, and if they're both on Skype, it's going to come out just like that. Easy enough?
Yep.
Anybody got any questions? Pretty easy stuff. Pretty easy stuff.
That's
all you guys have. Yeah, go ahead, Cowboy.
No, I was just saying, I'm good. It's pretty simple, actually.
It is, and it gives you a lot of capabilities where, you know, people are saying there's a lot of platforms out there where you don't have to dial in on the line. And I agree, there are some things out there that are really high speed. We can do just as much on this right now. And it's still, by the way, Skyping, and this is the other thing I'm going to tell you guys. You guys, I want you to work in the 21st century where you're able to meet with your team. Those of you guys that are silvers and golds and platinums and diamonds and whatever, you should be regularly Skyping in to meet with your team. If I'm here and I've got a team in Dallas, there's no reason why you can't set up a Skype and do a person-to-group call. That's every bit as effective as driving 7 hours, you know, for your daily and your regular meetings. Of course, you want to go live for bigger events, but all of you should be getting into this technology. There's Google Conference that can do multiple people. There's so many tools out there that are available. These are must-have in the current century to be able to get face-to-face with people, and if you plug this into your computer, guys, it's like being there in person. So it's absolutely simple stuff that to be able to go out there and do, but just, you know, fiddle around with your Skype. It's going to work. You know, do a couple of tests to make sure you can dial in, and if you can, you're in a great spot because both your audio and your video will come through your computer, and it will make your life absolutely a lot easier. So it's pretty good stuff. The bottom line is, if anybody has any questions about that, I'll kind of answer them towards the end. But we're going to kick off right at 11:30. The way it's going to flow, we're going to do a welcome and kind of defining what Uprising is and why we're doing it. We are then going to go to Roger Drummer. We're then going to go into the On Guard presentation. And in the spot where we play the Healthy Child video, we're actually going to be having the interview with Carly from Healthy Child, Healthy World, who's a very, very cool lady. You guys are going to love hearing what she is all about. And then we're going to finish up with how NECAN is going to be the solution to people's environmental needs. And then we're going to tee you up for whatever you're going to do in your local event. And you guys are going to learn a ton of stuff in this business just from hosting this event. We're going to come back in November, give you another at-bat. And what we're going to see over the next 6 months is these go from dozens of locations to hundreds. And then not only dozens with dozens of people, but hundreds with hundreds of people, then eventually thousands with thousands of people. How excited would you guys be on the live side to see all 1,000 lines full with groups of 1 and 200 all around the world? Wouldn't that blow you guys away?
That'd be cool, especially if they're mine.
Well, Cowboy, by the way, before we get into prospecting, speaking about the world, you've had people just this week in multiple countries that are going to be coming on in your business. You had a big week globally since you brought up the world, didn't you?
Yeah, it's really cool. All of a sudden, I were talking about believing, and I walked out to one of my local businesses, ran into a friend of mine that happens to be from Belgium, and his wife and him are coming over tomorrow afternoon, and they'll be new consultants, and they've got a lot of family in Belgium. And then I've got a friend of mine that was working for me for a long time, for about 10 years. He happens to be from San Paulo, Peru, Anyway, he's coming over, and we're going to go over the Peruvian deal. And then, out of the blue, I'm sitting there on my computer, and I get an email from somebody that saw the water presentation on YouTube. They actually subscribed to my thing. I still haven't got that quite figured out. But they sent me an email that said that they were interested in becoming distributors in the UK. So his name is Alex, and I'm in dialogue with them as we speak.
Not a bad deal, Cowboy, to have multiple. And by the way, with Niken, you only have to be a senior. You're able to sponsor in any country. That's a big deal, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And, yeah, as a matter of fact, I went to that page that you told me to go and read on, and it is so simple for a new person to become, and once they become senior, to become international. And I recommend anybody that is senior or above definitely go online and do that right now. I mean, we're right up the call, of course.
It is a beautiful thing. And I just got a question from Ruth Williams. And several other people are asking her this, and I've had like five people send this. You do not have to pay to use the Skype. That's why when you go down to that add contact, when you type in the Skype contact, which I will show you, let me open it back up and I'll show you guys what I mean. This is actually kind of important. When you do add contact and you go down to Skype name, that makes it a free call. That free conference call HD dot makes it so you don't have to pay, which I didn't know that either until just the last couple of weeks. So no, it is a free call, which is super nice, which everything is free on. The nice thing about Skype is you can make calls if the other person's on Skype as well. Make sense? So the bottom line is it is a free service to be able to use that. Make sense, everybody? Anybody have any other questions about that?
No.
Awesome. Now, tomorrow at noon, do not forget, Pathfinder Special Operations Command. We have a really cool call. We actually had a great thing we're going to be doing, which is a Niken 90-day challenge, which is going to be really fun, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that tomorrow. So Special Operations Command, be on time tomorrow. The call will be open from 11:59 Central Time until 12:02 Central Time. We will have a big call, and then I'm going to do my maiden voyage tomorrow. Since it's only an hour away, Lonnie and Wita Garrett have done a great job of setting up an event with a meeting room full of business builders and my first post-baby visit. Well, Lonnie and Wita, we're excited to see you tomorrow. I can't wait to come up there.
All right, waiting on you.
Yeah. Well, we shall be there, so that's good. We're going to go up and do business launches for everybody and get this thing rolling. So let's get that, and we will absolutely rock and roll. Now, let me talk about this for just a couple minutes, and I'm going to keep the call shorter because you guys have a big week getting ready for Uprising. And the way we're going to break it down, I was going to do the recording and the explanation tonight, but I had to address those Skype questions, so we're going to break it up into two. And then next week is going to be the actual process recording following Uprising. We're going to talk a little bit about prospecting tonight. And I'm going to go back to sharing my full screen, and let's go to Quick Start, full screen, go to pathfinders.biz. And I wanted to let you guys know also, if you go there, the call that we did last week on the 90-day planner, if you click on Getting Started, the 90-day planner training of how to do it is right here. All you have to do is click the video. You click here to get the guide and here to get the video, and you go in there, and it will explain to you in about 25 minutes how to sponsor somebody with the 90-day plan. So that is all right there. This video that we're about to do next week will be on the Prospecting 101 website. And this is going to be your basis of prospecting, because as you can see, we start with a really clear, concise, you know, mission statement. And we're partnered with, and I'm going to start here for just a second to give you guys clarity of mind, because it's really interesting to me that a lot of people go out to prospect, and they don't really know what they're looking for, and consequently, it's tough to get it. Just to give you an example, I went to the grocery store today, and I've told you guys this story a couple of times, but it bears repeating because it will really help you. And in fact, in life, even in prayer, people that are experts in prayer say to be specific in your requests. You know, it says, ask and you shall receive. It doesn't say complain and you'll get. It says, ask and you'll receive. But most people that are theologically based say to be specific in what you want. Ask and you'll receive. Same thing in your life. If you go to the grocery store and you walk up to the counter to get lunch meat and you just stand there and say, you know, I'm really hungry, they're going to say, what would you like? And you say, well, I'd like something to eat. Well, what would you like? Well, I'd like something that tastes good. Well, what would you like? Oh, I'd like some turkey. Okay, great. There's 18 kinds of turkey. There's smoked, there's hickory smoked, there's maple smoked, there's oven baked, you name it, it's all there. You have to actually say what you want if you want to get it. That's how life works. And life will only pay whatever you expect from it. So for Paige and I, and for a lot of the successful people in NECAN, there's a clarity and a calmness in your mind that you know exactly what you're looking for and exactly what you want. And I think a lot of the struggle people go through in this business stems from, number one, and this, I'm going to just put this out there before I even get started into this. A lot of people put a toe in the water in NECAN and expect to get a full swim. And I think the number one biggest place people struggle is we put in 10% and we expect NECAN to give back 100%. We almost expect it to be net miracle marketing. So before I even get into prospecting, there's a real big clarity of purpose and there's a big power of action and a power of I'm going to do this as opposed to I'm going to try to do this. If there's anything that's a pet peeve of mine, I absolutely cannot stand satisficing language. For example, if you ask me if I'm going to do something, I tell you I'm going to do a thing or I'm not going to do a thing. Okay? Now, of course, there's always things where, you know, I'm going to try to be there by 7 o'clock tonight, Mom, because we have a newborn baby. I mean, there's times you don't have to be that way. But when it comes to matters of business, matters that are important, if you ask me if I'm going to do something, it's going to be a yes or a no. It's going to be black or white. And that's the way that you work when you're self-employed. Now, when you're dealing with interpersonal relationships, there are some times when there's gray. But I'm going to say it again. We have several pastors on the call. When you're in the pastoral field, when it comes to scripture and faith, there's black and white. But when you're dealing with people, sometimes there's gray. When you're working for yourself, there's black and there's white. There is no gray. And if you look at the NECAN compensation plan, guys, how many points does it take to go silver? Let me just ask you all that. How many points does it take?
12,000.
If you do 11,999, what rank are you?
Executive.
Okay, now let me ask you the question. Does NECAN have gray or is NECAN black and white?
It's black and white.
Okay, so if you want to make 6 cents, how much volume do you have to do? A dollar, correct?
Right.
What if you only do 10 cents? How much money do you make? You don't make 6 cents. Yeah, sure. Or what does it take to get paid on your breakaways? If you're a silver, how many points do you have to do to get paid on your breakaways? 2,000, right? What if you do 1,999?
You don't get paid.
Okay, now let me ask you this. If you guys know that NECAN is black and white, how does it work for you bringing a gray mentality to it? Anybody want to have any thoughts on that?
It doesn't. That's the whole point. It doesn't.
No, and if any of you on this call that are on my team have ever got mad at me, it's because I don't allow gray. There's black and there's white. Not because on the personal note I don't understand gray, but as a partner, gray is the same as, in other words, if black is success and white is not success, gray is the same as not success. So in your mind when you're starting this business, if you say to me, are you going to build it? My wife, like we're on a Royal Diamond run right now. The baby's born. We're getting ready to go out and nail it. That's why we put together our special operations team. We are flat out going to put our heads down and go. We're not going to try. We're not going to give it a shot. We're going to go Royal Diamond now, period. I'm sick of being a diamond. I lost the pin 4 years ago. Didn't even reorder. I didn't know where it is. Okay? I want to be a Royal Diamond, not a Royal Diamond. All right? So I've had it. Now, having said that, there is power in your purpose. We'll say, are you going to qualify this month? Are you going to get your rank? Are you going to meet a prospect? Well, I intend to. You guys understand that you've already condemned yourself to the bottom. Okay? If I say, are you going to do a thing, and your answer is, I'm going to give it a shot, you realize that subconsciously you've already sabotaged yourself. And when it comes to prospecting, this is 98% of the game. Just to give you guys an idea, who had something for dinner tonight? Anybody on the call have something for dinner? Paula, what did you have for dinner tonight? Or Frosty, I just heard, maybe it was Frosty. What did you have for dinner? Frosty?
Hamburger.
All right, now let me ask you this. Where'd you get the hamburger?
At Beefy's backyard.
Okay, so you bought it, you didn't cook it, right?
No, I didn't cook it.
Okay, so let me ask you this. You went to Casey's backyard, you got a hamburger. How did you end up at Casey's backyard?
I had to pull off the side of the road into the driveway and get out and go inside and order it.
Okay. But before that even, what made you get off the side of the road? Or did you just magic into Casey's? In other words, were you just walking around town and next thing you knew, a hamburger showed up on your plate? Or was there a point in time when you said, I'm going to eat a hamburger tonight?
Yeah, I was driving home, didn't want to have to figure out what I was going to eat when I got home. So just decided to go to Beefy's.
So let me ask you a question, Frosty. Is there a connection between how you think and the burger that ended up on your plate?
Oh, well, yeah, I had to make the decision to do it.
Oh, had you not had the thought, you wouldn't have had the burger, correct?
Right, yeah.
Let me ask you guys a question on this call. How many people on this call are wrestling with if they're going to do this, if they're going to be successful, and then expecting to have prospects flock into you and your business? Now, correct me if I'm wrong. At some point today, Karen said, I'm going to have a burger. That thought led to an action. The action led to the burger showing up on her plate. Even though she only ate the burger at the point when it was delivered, point of fact, would you guys all not agree, that the burger came to life, quote-unquote, at the moment she thought, why don't I go get a burger? Would you guys all agree with that? And you all follow what I'm trying to tell you here?
Yeah.
How many people here put an outfit on today that they stood there and thought before they put it on, I'm going to select that piece of clothing? By the way, and here's the other thing. What are the first couple words of the Bible?
In the beginning?
In the beginning.
And then what did God do in the beginning? Did he just,
created.
Was God just walking around and all of a sudden the earth appeared?
Yeah, he created.
What did God do?
There was the word.
He spoke.
He created.
Right. So, by the way, let me just share this all with you. God is the ultimate power in the universe, and even he had to think about it and then speak it. So here's my question to you. If the greatest power in the universe had to speak the words, let there be light, do you think when I ask you if you're going to qualify this month and you say you're going to give it a shot, there's power in those words too? Do you guys think that how you think and how you speak affects the actions that you have?
Yeah. Absolutely.
So what I would like to do to equip all of you guys here is I would like to make a bond, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow on the special operations call. I want you guys to start reprogramming your language. Words like try, and I'm going to give it a shot, and I intend to. How about we just ban those words, and let's replace them with words like I'm going to, and how about we replace it with even better words, I did. Not I'm going to call a prospect tomorrow, but I called a prospect today. Not I've got three excited prospects, but I just signed up two people. Do you guys think that before you ever talk about prospecting, if you have a different thought process, you might get different prospects? I wanted to throw that out to you guys tonight. I wanted to take 5 or 10 minutes and do that. Because a lot of you guys are trying to fix your business or make it grow faster at the point when you're in contact with people. And I want you guys to know that as you think, you will speak. As you speak, you will act. As you act, you will create habits. Your habits will build character, and the character will be the fruit that will determine how your life is, happy or not. And what most people try to do when they want to fix themselves or their NECAM business is they try to fix it at the point of action. And don't you guys all realize that if you're trying to fix it at the point of action, you've actually 98% of the action is not in the action, it's in the thought.
Yes.
Yeah. So would you guys all join me in thinking differently? Every time you guys tell yourselves you're not enough, you can't speak, you're too busy, every time you say those things, the fruit that grows off your tree is the poison from those thoughts. The other side of the coin, I'm going to, I did, I will, I shall. Once your word is your bond when you're self-employed, you will never find yourself falling short again. You will change. And a lot of you say, well, hey, Rick, you know, I'm no big powerful person, no big powerful speaker. If you take a look at the Beatitudes, who are the ones that shall inherit the earth?
The meek.
It's the meek. And, you know, meek is a really misunderstood word. A lot of people think it means wimpy and mousy. Do you guys know who did they say was the most meek person in the Bible? Do you guys, I'm sure a couple of our pastors probably know. You guys know Moses was considered the meekest person in the Bible. Let me ask you guys this. Do you guys think Moses was meek in the modern sense? Of course not. You know what meek meant with Moses? That he was willing to not grumble and to do work for the benefit of other people. But the other thing that's interesting is, meek in that was the ability to control himself and to not lose his temper, but to keep himself under control and do the things that needed to be done. It's not Mother Teresa. Let me ask you guys this. Was Mother Teresa meek? In the biblical sense. Do you guys think Mother Teresa had giant biceps and could kick people's butts? Or was she a 5'1", 90-pound woman that changed more lives than most people ever will?
Yeah, she's amazing.
Martin Luther King basically changed America. How many people did he beat up? Martin Luther King just looked you in the eye and said, I refuse to not be treated like a human being. And then other people stood next to him, meek. The meek do inherit the earth. A lot of people misunderstand what power is. Power is not strength. It's not a golden tongue. It's not an ability to blow people away with your resume. Power is simply you and your conviction following through what you say you're going to do. You guys will never have trouble. And, you know, this is what I wanted to talk about a little bit tonight. I could talk to you guys about the process tonight for 6 hours. But if you want people to join you, you've got to be the kind of person, not that people look at and say, wow, that's Tony Robbins, I want to be like him. It's, wow, that person's really committed, and for some reason, I believe them when they say they're doing something neat. I want you to think about that phrase, the meek shall inherit the earth, and think about meek people. Jesus was meek. He didn't beat anybody up. Stand before him and tell him he's weak. Don't confuse meek with weak. We as meek and consultants, you know, I was a soldier 20 years ago, and I thought the only way to defend something was with a rifle and doing those sorts of things. I'll tell you guys right now, I'm armed here with an olive branch. And defending something every bit as important and every bit as life-threatening as that. I'm meek because I'm fighting something with love and conviction and the desire to do something right. Meekin is meek. It's a company with an ideal and a set of ideas that are worth fighting for. And they're ideas that are worth sharing, and they deserve people who have the courage to simply look people in the eye and say, we're doing something really special. It's going to be really big. The people that do it are going to be really well paid and have a really nice life, and I'd sure like it if you take a peek at it, and then not standing there like a flower in front of a flame and wilting when someone says it's not real. Just like when Martin Luther King's people had dogs sticks on them, they didn't say, well, the heck with this. It was worth fighting for because it was a noble and righteous idea. They took it because it was worth it. I'm asking you guys on this call, as we do Uprising this weekend, can you be meek in the biblical sense? Can you stand before the fire and not wilt? Can you guys be influencers and not influencees? Yes, we're sending you out as wolves among sheep, or sheep among wolves. Yes, we are. And I'm asking you to go do it. I'm asking you to be the people that change the world. Be the renegades of this modern age. You know, one of my favorite songs says, the renegades are the people with their own philosophy. They change the course of history. Everyday people like you and me. People that just stand up and say, enough is enough. I'm doing something really great. sometimes in Meekin, we forget who we are and we change the W in, or the M in Meek to a W. And I'm going to tell you right now, Meekin is made of steel that doesn't bend. And all of you have it in your souls to be able to build this. But you got to be an influencer, not an influencee. And you got to not be the shrinking flower in front of the flame. You got to be the flame in front of the shrinking flower. You don't have to take anything from anybody that this isn't real. But you have to be able to look them square in the eye and say that it is. And how do you demonstrate it is? It's not because you've got 9 scientific studies and 3 videos on network marketing. It's because when they look you in the eye and say, is this real? They're going to know if you think that it is. And if you think that how you think isn't important, they can see right through you. If you think that it's the 20th of the month and you're telling me, oh, I'm gonna try to qualify this month. If that's what you're thinking, I wonder what would have happened if instead of God saying, let there be light, if he would have said, I'd sure like to do something here. God did not equivocate. He separated night from day, separated land from water. He knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he did it. Even the Almighty had to think and then speak to create. Do you think that how you think and how you speak will not impact people? And do you have the courage to understand what true courage is? Because I've seen real courage, and let me tell you, and I'm not just talking about this kind of courage. I'm talking about the kind of courage from people that very important places, to put you that way. They weren't people that were braggarts and big muscle people. They weren't people that you'd think were like, you know, the guys off these action movies with their biceps holding the M60. It's almost meek courage. It was doing what needed to be done at the time and being selfless, which is another definition of meek. It's being selfless. Okay? Being selfless. One of the most interesting things about Meekin is this is a selfless company, yet we're paid millions of dollars for acting selflessly. It's a conundrum. This is a company that will come along once in your lifetime that has the conundrum of selfless being a millionaire. You will not see this very often. When you walk around the Williams house, and we've been blessed to be there and spend so much time with our uplines, and here's this 35,000 square foot house. I mean, it's an aircraft carrier. I mean, the thing, it's its own continent. And what's fascinating about that is my mother's from a town with multi-millionaire people, Lake Forest, Illinois, and that's not how those people typically are. Dennis and Ruth and the people that have made the big money in Meekin from top to bottom, there's a kindness and a lovingness in those homes because of the way it was built, because they were meek. We don't have to do what Vesalis does and these coffee companies. We don't have to put, you know, and I'm not naming them because I'm trying to be combative. I'm saying we don't have to have people leaping around and flashy BMWs and all this garbage, because that's not what we're about. That's not who we are, man. We don't need motivational speakers in their suits with their teeth gleaming and their watches glistening. We don't need to treat upline like they walk on water and park their cars. And we don't have to have the garbage of the clapping at the meetings and the glitz, because that's not who we are. We're something better than that. And before I talk about your process next week, I wanted to position you guys with understanding that we are leading an uprising. There's an article today out that suicides are up all over the world. Antidepressants are up all over the world. You know, so many millions of Americans are taking these antidepressants right now because we forgot something. Happiness comes from the inside and radiates out. What we have done in this country and around the world is we've looked for happiness outside, hoping it will penetrate in. Not how it works. Guys, if you can't be happy with what you have, you will not be happy with more when you get it. And I'm telling you that from someone that tried. I walked the broken path. Today I got my wife, my beautiful son, my older son. They're out there right now. He's sleeping on her chest in an hour of sleep here. He's been pretty feisty this afternoon. And that's real, man. Whether I have $1 billion or $1 million or $100, that's real. And this company has given me real. I hope you guys know, as you look people in the eye, that you can be real. Find people that just want to do something better with their lives, because we've got it. You will never find the mix of kindness and goodness and love and profit and money and freedom and all those things wrapped into one that you'll find with this company. Nikken is something better. It just is, guys. It is. I've been in terrible places and seen terrible things in my life, and I never thought in a million years I'd ever truly be able to believe in something outside of the church, and I even questioned that for a while. That's a whole other story I'll tell you guys about sometime. It's hard sometimes to believe that Nikken is as kind and as good as it is. We question it. And I'm going to tell you guys something. Nikken, quote unquote, is only as kind and as good as all of us in the field decide to make it. You either have the passion and you're an influencer, or you're the flower in front of the flame. I just wanted to share that with you guys today, that meek is not weak. We are going out. You'll know we're Nikken consultants by how we carry ourselves, how we conduct ourselves. That's who we are. You look them square in the eye and say, this is a big deal. I want you guys to quit melting in front of flames and start standing tall. It's not about being a loudmouth and arguing with somebody doing another network marketing and jamming your statistics down their neck. Just look them in the eye and say, I really love what I do, and, you know, I'd be honored if you'd take a peek. We got a great team of people and a great company and some products that really make a difference, and we could use the help of some people that want to make a whole lot of money doing something really special. And if they look at you and tell you that these aren't real and this doesn't work and it's too expensive, you don't have to argue. Just look them in the eye, and because down in your heart you say, well, actually, it's not. This is a great company. Don't let people convince you otherwise. Don't be the influencee, be the influencer. And as you finish this week out, and you go towards your uprising this weekend, I want you to find your center when you're in front of the group this weekend. I want you to let yourself off the chain from 11 to 11:30 or whatever your time zone is, and I want you to look that group of people in the eye and tell them who we are and what we do. And they're there today to hear about something that matters and something that makes a difference, and something that can provide hope and opportunity for people, and something they can believe in. I have been doing this company for over a decade. My uplines have been doing it for 20 years. I'm going to say that again. We've been doing this full-time for over a decade. My wife and my son and I are home together. My sponsors have been in Nikken going on a quarter of a century, making $1 million a year. Let me ask you guys this. Do you guys think... Let me just take our group on this call. Above my wife and I, basically, is Royal Diamond, Royal Diamond, Royal Diamond, Diamond, Royal Diamond, Royal Diamond. They have been in this company almost a quarter of a century each. Do you guys think there might be something to this?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Here's what I'm trying to tell you. Have the faith to let yourself believe and take the step and go get it. Be passionate about what you do, and don't feel that who you are isn't enough, because who you are is enough. I want you to think about the meek shall inherit the earth, and let you know how powerful that statement is when you understand what it means. How can the meek possibly inherit the earth? That's the most interesting thing, that the earth is the thing that's separated from heaven, and how would the weak people get the one thing that is driven by power and people running people over? Don't you guys find it really fascinating that that was the word that was selected, the meek will inherit the earth, when the earth is the domain of people that run each other over?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that tell you guys that true power doesn't come from punching people in the face? It comes from standing tall for what you believe in and trying to do the right thing?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just so you know. And you know, Lonnie, I heard your voice, and I don't want to call you out and embarrass you or anything, but you've impacted me so much talking to Paige and I about how you walked into school and you wore a tie every day and what you had to put up with and how you went in there with a smile on your face and carried yourself. You changed more opinions by how you conducted yourself than anybody ever could have done with anything violent or harsh.
Right, right.
And it's really interesting. And Lonnie, that's why you're such a good prospector, you and Rita and Nikken, is because that smile you brought when people didn't like you is
right.
The same smile that you carried through your life, and that's why people flock to you.
Mm-hmm.
You could have easily let that make you angry. Instead, you overcame it with a smile and love. And that's a powerful thing, Juan. I think maybe you do, but I don't know if you realize how big of a deal that is, that what you did, what you did.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and I just want you to know that it just impacted me.
I appreciate that.
You know? And I can't wait to see you guys tomorrow, by the way. But I hope you guys don't mind that I kind of wanted to share this with you guys tonight.
That's fine.
Next week, and with everybody, I'll record the process next week. There's no question about that. But, as we're getting ready to do Uprising this week, it's a big deal to me, and I hope it's a big deal to you guys. And I can talk to you guys about prospecting for 500 years. I can talk to you guys about prospecting. I can tell you how to use every video in the world. But I want you guys to start to change internally and see what happens to people externally instead of hoping that prospects like you, and then you'll start to change. I wonder how many of you guys are going to convention if things go right on the outside. Let me ask you guys a question. Do you go right on the inside and then affect the out, or does the out affect the in? Which one seems to work better for people?
Inside out.
Inside out. Inside out. So here's the thing. If you want to attract royal diamonds, start to think like one. When Larry Prophet tells that story, I wonder how many people actually know what the heck he's talking about. When Mr. Masuda said, in order to become the man I wanted to be, I needed to walk, talk, act, and think like I was before I ever became one. Do you guys ever really think how profound that is? How was he supposed to be the CEO of a $1 billion company if he was only going to start to act like a CEO of a $1 billion company when he was the CEO of a $1 billion company? You guys understand the conundrum there? Let me ask you the question. Does a successful person start to act and think successful before they're successful, or do successful people sit around and only start doing that when they become successful?
Before.
Right. Think about that, you guys. Successful people are doing things before they're successful, and then they arrive at their destination. Just like today, I put in the coordinates for our Waco meeting tomorrow into our GPS, and that's going to take me to where I want to go. Lonnie and Wita, what if I would have put other coordinates in there? I would have went somewhere else, right?
Right.
It would have seen you.
So here's the deal. All of you, as you think about your Uprising event, as we move towards Prospecting 101 next Monday and we hit your process, those are the steps you're going to take. What are the coordinates you guys are putting into your head right now so that you can employ those tools? Tomorrow I'm going to drive Paige's new Infiniti up there because the truck eats gas like crazy. I'm going to hop in the car. That's a tool. I'm going to get a coffee on the way because I'm probably going to sleep 4 hours tonight with the baby. That's a tool I'm going to use to get up there. But the coordinates of where I'm going, excuse me, the process is your tools, but the coordinates matter. I spent a lot of time up all night over the past 3 weeks, kind of where it's quiet, just holding Kyler, and it's really neat. I've done more thinking about stuff. I've changed spiritually, you know, over the last, like, 3 weeks, just the amazing nature of holding him in the quiet of the night. And spent a lot of time thinking about how I think and how I come across. And I'm going to work really hard to not only try to act like I want to act, but to internally be what I want to reflect. So I'm not trying to go Royal Diamond. I don't intend to. I'm not pretty sure we're going. I'm not hoping I go. I'm not working on it. We're going.
All right.
Okay? Are you guys all following me?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
All right? So I'm not trying to make it Nikin. I'm not giving it a shot. I'm not giving it 90 days. I'm not working for the next 4 months. Those things aren't even entering my mind. We're building it. And I'm not hoping I meet good prospects. I'm not wondering where I'm going to get them. I'm not thinking about if I can meet them. I'm simply going to find them. Where will present itself? Where there is clarity, there is possibility. Think linearly and think clearly and watch the events move around you. I'll leave you with this. One of my favorite sayings is, and I didn't understand it for a very long time. It's when a decision is made, providence moves, and things that did not seem possible begin to happen around you. What you guys will find, and this is the thing, Cowboy, you talked about it a little bit tonight with all these people coming out of the woodwork for you.
Yep.
What you guys don't understand, and this is, if any, you guys get so mad at me in my own group when I tell you this stuff, because it's like trying to tell a blind person what blue looks like. They can't get it, and I can't explain it. It's just blue. There's something really weird that happens when you start to get mentally strong and you start to be convicted and you start to walk with that kind of power. Things start to flock to you. Where you struggle just to qualify or just to make your number, all of a sudden you can't keep up with your prospects. There's a wild card in this business where things start flocking to you when you have that clarity of thought. It's there. Right now you've got to take it on faith that it's there. I will never lie to any of you, and I'm telling you the truth. There's a clarity and a power and an accelerant and a exponentiation that comes when you start to walk the path of certainty that I cannot explain to you. The challenge in this business is, how do you walk that path before you get the exponentiation? That's called faith. The gap in this business is not the gap between executive and silver. It's the gap between doing the right thing before you're a diamond and having the faith to act and waiting until you're diamond to do the right things. It's the gap between getting your pack before you go silver and waiting until you are silver to start acting like you're a professional. The gap is that gap. And if you bridge it, and you're going to have to walk in faith and say, you know, I'm not a millionaire yet. I'm not making $5,000 a month yet. I'm not making $1,000 a month yet. But I know this path with me, Ken, is right. And I know if I follow it, I'm going to have a great future. I'm going to take a step in faith and act like I'm going to be successful before I am. And I'm going to take that small step in faith. And they say the faith as big as a mustard seed can move a mountain. That is a fact. The smallest article of faith will let the tailwinds of God's blessing start to push you in the back. But you've got to exercise the kernel of faith. And the way it works is, once you start to do that, things start to unfold in front of your face. You just have to have the courage not to go out and be a diamond and speak to 50,000 people. Just have a little bit of an article of faith to say, I'm going to do this thing. And then watch what happens to you. This weekend we're going to do Uprising. Next Monday we're going to do The Process. And that is all I've got to say about that. I hope you guys enjoyed the call.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Thanks. Awesome. Well, we will see a lot of you tomorrow at noon on our special operations call. I will see Lonnie and Wida in their house full of people, or church full of people, tomorrow at 3:15. And have I told you all that I love you? You're fantastic. And I will help you all get to the top. I'm not going to try. I will. How about you guys meet me in the middle, and then we'll all just disappear as Nikan millionaires in a couple of years and watch 100,000 people on all of your downlines. How's that sound, everybody?
Sounds great.
All right. Well, take care. God bless. The next time a lot of you will hear this voice will be Radio Free Nikan, broadcasting on Saturday. The Uprising begins. Take care. God bless. And good night, everybody.
All right. Good night.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you.